cause I'm looking out ahead to keep my mind from turning
outside my hometown in the country, down that new cut road where the stream does flow. I can't wait to get back there, to get going on, sing a song, pick a tune all night long with Chris on the squeeze box till the break of day. We'll have a cabin party, get going and play. Wanna get back to the barn, have a nap in my big brass bed, have a barbecue, shot of bourbon too, bonfire embers are glowing red. In that ancient home that overlooks the lake, how long is it going to take to get going on, sing a song, pick a tune all night long, and stomp on the floorboards till the break of party. Song.
is talking by my true lover's side. I bid him to leave her alone.
And it's pass around that long neck bottle. We'll all go on a spree. 40 days, the last of that Wild Bill Jones. Tomorrow be the last of me.
My side destroyed that poor boy's soul.
And it's pass around that long neck bottle. We'll all go on a spree. 40 days, the last of that Wild Bill Jones. Tomorrow be the last of me.
Neck, and now you're all alone.
And it's pass around that long neck bottle. We'll all go on a spree. 40 days, the last of that Wild Bill Jones. Tomorrow be the last of me. Pass around that long neck bottle. We'll all go on a spree. 40 days, the last of that Wild Bill Jones. Tomorrow be the last of me.
That was the Slow Can Ramblers with Wild Bill Jones. You're listening to CKUT Bluegrass Ramblings. I'm your host, Ben Valley. It's so nice to be back in the studio. As I said last time, it's a good time. I'm going to call you back. The songs we just listened to, we just heard from, like I said, Slow Can Ramblers doing Wild Bill Jones. We had Ray Legere and Acoustic Horizon, I'm Going Honky Tonkin'. Montgomery Street Band, Get Going In, Alison Krauss, Steel Rails, and Long Gone by the Lonesome River Band. So quite a lot of Canadian content. Speaking of Canadian content, I'm here in the studio right now with my good friend Austin Boylan and my friend Evan Sharma, and we're sitting here, and these boys don't know much about bluegrass. I mean, I guess they just don't have much experience with the genre, and it makes sense in...
Watch it.
In Canada, how much experience do we have with bluegrass? But what I want to know is, boys, when's the first time you heard the... Do you remember the first time you heard the term bluegrass, or what you thought bluegrass was in high school, let's say?
Yeah, I had spilt Windex in my backyard.
And you thought that was bluegrass?
Yeah, that's bluegrass.
That's pretty telling. Probably some socioeconomic thing there we can touch on, but I don't think we have enough time. Evan, do you remember hearing the term bluegrass for the first time ever? Do you remember what that meant to you, what that word means to you when you think of it?
Yeah, I thought it was blue-collar music.
In a lot of ways, it is. Sometimes red-collars, because they're out there in them fields. But hey, I'm glad we broached that subject. That's like the icebreaker here on the radio show. We have still got plenty of music to play. The clock here is busted, so I can't even see what time it is, but I don't care. We got time, and I know you guys want to hear some grass. And so I'm going to indulge in that grass, and I'm going to keep this set going with Mr. Dan Tominski on the sunny side of the mountain.
Now the meat's in the cupboard and the butter's in the churn. The meat's in the cupboard and the butter's in the churn. If that ain't groundhog, I'll be darned. Oh, groundhog, well, you eat up the meat and save the hide. Eat up the meat and save the hide. Make the best shoestring that ever was tied. Oh, groundhog. Won't button at all. Oh, groundhog. A little piece of cornbread laying on the shelf. A little piece of cornbread laying on the shelf. You want any more, you can sing it yourself. Oh, groundhog.
Big rocks all day. Oh, the work is mighty hard.
Hey, that was Backline with Your Love. Not local to here, they are local to somewhere down in the States, but they're a small-time bluegrass band a little bit. They're picking up some speed, and they're pretty good, and I'm a pretty big fan. Before that, you heard from Blue Highway, In the Gravel Yard, some great late 80s slick production brass. We had Doc Watson Family with Groundhog. That is pretty much the opposite of Blue Highway. That was like late 1950s, early 50s, who knows? That is some real primitive sound and stuff. We had Went First Into This Country with Crooked Still, and we started that set off with Dan Tominski on the Sunny Side of the Mountain. I am joined here today by two great friends of mine. We have been through it all together. And I've got my buddy Austin Boylan from Alberta, and we got my friend Evan Sharma from Barrie, Ontario. Boys, I would like to broach the weather subject. Now, before you go and tell me the weather in the towns you're from, I do need to find out what the weather is going to be like in Montreal. How have you liked the weather today? It's been a little colder lately. It's been kind of nice. Fall was pretty abrupt.
It's colder in your house than it is outside.
Yeah, well, we don't turn the heating on until the wintertime, unfortunately, and that's just a matter of being... that's because people don't donate to CKUT enough.
Yeah.
So people need to get those donations in, wait for donation periods, and throw that money in. No, it has been cold. It has been colder than usual. Today we had we're looking at 9 degrees right now. Tomorrow's a high of 14, a low of 3 degrees. That is cold. Tell me, what's the weather where you're from in Alberta right now? What's it looking like?
In where? In Alberta?
Where are you from in Alberta?
In Hinton.
Hinton.
Okay. Old Hinton.
What's the population of Hinton?
Fucking five. Oh, sorry. About five.
Right on.
1,000. 5,000.
5,000. That's a decent.
Well, it depends. It depends what season. Okay. If it's in mining season or oil field season, there's usually a lot more people there.
More people. Right on. And what's the weather like this time of year in Hinton?
Oh, there's already snow there.
No kidding.
Well, in certain parts.
Yeah, certain parts.
In the hills and the mountains.
Okay, right on. Okay. Evan, you want to tell me what the weather's like in Barrie, Ontario right now?
The weather in Barrie right now is 11 degrees Celsius.
Did you look that up?
I looked that up.
I didn't look that up. I was just
riffing?
Well, I was pretty sure.
Yeah, I can't tell you whether or not it has snow or not. You know.
Well, Barrie wouldn't have snow. It's kind of,
I don't think so.
Lower.
Well, we don't have snow yet, and hopefully we don't have snow for a while, but I'll tell you what we do have. We have more bluegrass bangers to play on this radio station, so why don't you guys sit tight? Please don't touch that dial. I promise we will only talk about the weather this one time. And just sit back and get ready for some more grass on CKUT's Bluegrass Ramble.
Sing. Jack sang.
J. Blige, and you're listening to CKUT
90.3 FM. CKUT. Ain't me on the air. Live for CKUT.
Count of the days.
Oh, what? CKUT. CKUT.
Make the
I can't make the wrong thing seem right. But why can't I pretend a little longer? Darling, let me borrow your heart for just a night.
I'm going away to stay for a while, just to ease my wearied mind. You never cared for me, my love, so I'm leaving you behind. It's been this way so long. Why can't you understand? Your selfish heart broke up a home just for
That was Leon Morris. Leon Morris with the song Your Selfish Heart. Before that, a little Mack Wiseman deep cut. It's a song, Let Me Borrow Your Heart by Mack Wiseman. And we had Mountain Dew by the Stanley Brothers. We had Uncle Pen by Ricky Skaggs. That was our set. I'd say that was, up until now, that was the most like textbook classic bluegrass we could have listened to. Classic songs that like are most likely for people to know. You know, these are all... dare I say, bluegrass standards. Yeah, I mean, tell me, how do you feel about it now? Am I turning you on to bluegrass more? This is something that people often say. You ask them what kind of music they like, they say anything but rap and country. Mm-hmm. What they actually mean is anything but rap and country and bluegrass, because they also don't like bluegrass. And what I'm wondering is, how do you feel about it now? Are you seeing the light a little bit?
I need sunglasses.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I want to hear. Yeah, you do need sunglasses, it's true. In fact, I think you were wearing sunglasses today when you walked into the apartment.
That's right, yeah. I could almost sense that the bluegrass would be shining so bright that I would need sunglasses early, even before that. Before I heard
thick
it.
Thick UV protection.
Exactly. Right.
Because at the end of the day, I mean, we are listening to music from the South, you know, so it is going to be... You're going to want that UV protection for sure. I mean, I would imagine the sun is just closer to them, geographically, spatially speaking. Oh. Well, that's about the last time I'm going to talk during this bluegrass hour. I think I'm going to play. I'm going to play one more tune. Not one more tune. I'm going to finish off the show proper, but I'm going to play just a long set now, 10 minutes of straight Canadian grass, because you know what? We're worth it. Us Canadians, we are worth the time, the listening. It's a big day, and you guys don't even know why, but I do.
Get your
on
sunscreen.
CKUT 90.3 FM. Thank you.
knocking at my door. Have I heard that knock before? Is it evil trying to get into my room? Who's that tapping at my window? Who's calling me to go to a place that's filled with dark and gloom? Oh, this life that I'm living seems so unforgiving. I find trouble everywhere that I go. Well, I always seek it first, just to quench my burning thirst in waters that are cool as falling snow. But those waters are oh so deep, and what you sow you must reap. Now I hear a knocking at my door. It's evil standing outside. There's no place to run and hide. Plucks my soul and presses me to the floor. Who's that knocking at my door? Have I heard that knock before? Is it evil trying to get into my room? Who's that tapping at my window? Who's calling me to go to a place that's filled with dark? Train pulling me. There's a dark tunnel ahead I see. This train's going down a one-way track. Who's that knocking at my door? Have I heard that knock before? Is it evil trying to get into my room? Who's that tapping at my window? Who's calling me to go to a place that's filled with dark and blue? Who's that knocking at my door? Tapping at my window. Who's calling me to go to a place that's filled with dark and blue? To a place that's filled with dark and blue.
Checking out. don't know my mind today.
Well, it's a long, long way to old St. Louis from the gulf of Mexico. Make my home on the Mississippi. I'm right about on the steamboat line to hit the deck on a Monday morning. Make the dog. Down in Vicksburg, I used to stop every time we'd pass. Till she ran off with a riverboat gambler, a new silk suit, and a little Mustang. Make my home on the Mississippi. I'm right back on the steamboat line. Hit the deck on a Monday morning. Make the dog on a Saturday night.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Country Classics Hour. I'm your host, Benjamin Vallée, and I have got a mess of country music to be playing for you tonight. And we'll be getting some hot tips from my friend Austin and Evan, big country music fans, so do not touch that dial.